Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the world witnesses a significant shift in global geopolitics, India is set to host a crucial meeting that will have far-reaching implications for the country's strategic position in the Indo-Pacific region. The External Affairs Minister of India, S. Jaishankar, is all set to host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi, marking the first such convening in India since 2023, and the first Quad FM ministerial since 1 July 2025, Washington meeting. This development is particularly significant as it comes at a time when the United States has been actively engaging with India, with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arriving in Delhi for a four-day visit on 22 May. Rubio's visit has been marked by a series of high-level meetings, including a call on Prime Minister Modi on 23 May, where he extended a formal White House invitation for a state visit by PM Modi, the first such overture since the 2025 trade frictions. What makes this significant is that Rubio's four-day India visit has been packed with a range of activities, starting with the inauguration of a new wing of the U.S. Embassy at Chanakyapuri on 22 May. The next day, he called on PM Modi, and as mentioned earlier, extended a formal White House invitation. On 24 May, Rubio engaged in working-level trade talks and defense consultations across the Ministry of External Affairs and South Bloc. And on 25 May, he had a sustained one-on-one meeting with External Affairs Minister Jaishankar before the ministerial convening. Now, let us turn to the structural agenda of the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting. According to MIA briefings, the structured agenda mirrors the Quad's existing work streams, which include maritime security, anchored by the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness Initiative, launched at the Tokyo Summit on 24 May 2022. Other key areas of discussion will be critical and emerging technologies, such as semiconductors, artificial intelligence, and quantum technology. The ministers will also delve into supply chain resilience, particularly critical minerals like lithium, cobalt, and rare earths. Counterterrorism cooperation, infrastructure and connectivity, humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, and the Quad Cancer Moonshot, launched at the Wilmington Summit in September 2024, are also on the agenda. But why does this matter? The Quad architecture has a short history, and it is essential to understand the context in which this meeting is taking place. The US-India bilateral context, in particular, has been marked by frictions, including the reinstatement of Section 232 tariffs at 25% on steel and aluminium, threats of additional tariffs on Indian pharmaceuticals and IT services, and US discomfort with India's continued Russian crude oil imports. Despite these challenges, the structural scaffolding of US-India ties has steadily deepened, with strategic significance being a key aspect of this relationship. Crucially, this meeting takes place against the backdrop of the first full-year Quad FM under the Trump 2.0 administration, which sets the tone for the second Trump term's Indo-Pacific posture. Rubio, as a China hawk, signals continuity of strategic competition with Beijing. The presence of Penny Wong, the Australian Foreign Minister since 2022, brings Albanese Wong continuity of Quad engagement, while Toshimitsu Motegi, the Japanese Foreign Minister, anchors the LDP coalition's foreign policy line. It is worth pausing here to note that India remains the most independent of the four Quad members, consistently framing the Quad as not a military alliance and resisting militarizing the platform. India also balances its long-standing Russia ties with Quad commitments, and it is the only Quad member without a formal US treaty alliance. What does this mean for India's strategic position? India brings its own Indo-Pacific framework to the table, the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, launched by PM Modi at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok on 4 November 2019. This initiative is built around seven pillars, including maritime security, ecology, resources, capacity building, disaster risk reduction, science and technology, and trade connectivity. Now, let us turn to the historical context of the Quad. The Quad 2.0 was revived in November 2017, and the first Quad Leaders Summit was held on 12th March 2021 in a virtual format. The IPMDA initiative was launched at the Tokyo Summit on 24th May 2022, and the Quad Cancer Moonshot was launched at the Wilmington Summit in September 2024. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting is scheduled to take place in New Delhi on 26th May 2026. The Quad members are India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. Marco Rubio is the US Secretary of State, having taken office on 20th January 2025. Penny Wong has been the Australian Foreign Minister since 2022, and Toshimitsu Motegi is the Japanese Foreign Minister. The last Quad FM meeting was held in Washington on 1st July 2025. The Quad 2.0 was revived in November 2017, and the first Quad Leaders Summit was held on 12th March 2021. The IPMDA initiative was launched at the Tokyo Summit on 24th May 2022, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans initiative was launched at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok on 4th November 2019. The Quad Cancer Moonshot was launched at the Wilmington Summit in September 2024. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, which includes multilateral groupings like the Quad, bilateral relations like India's, regional architecture like the Indo-Pacific and ASEAN centrality, and India's strategic autonomy doctrine. Defense partnerships and technology diplomacy, such as ICET and Trust, are also increasingly examined. In conclusion, the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi marks a significant development in India's strategic engagement with the Indo-Pacific region, and it is essential to understand the context and implications of this meeting for India's foreign policy and bilateral relationships. The meeting's outcome will have far-reaching consequences for India's position in the region and its ability to navigate the complex geopolitics of the Indo-Pacific.